Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taylor's house now, Billingsley. You better be there. We're going to get wasted. Party at Taylor's house. Billingsley.
Sports Saturday.
Let's it go.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
With Joe Fisher and Rashad Taylor.
He's going to heave one deep down the field. It's going to be to the goal line. It's going to be caught. It's a touchdown.
Brought to you by Philbrook Law, accident and injury lawyers, your local law team.
Oh, my. I can't believe what I just saw.
Sports Saturday on the Fan Sports Network.
He can block, tackle, score the touchdown. Hell. The boy will fill up the Gatorade cooler, walk the dog, and paint your backcourt.
105.1 and 1080.
And he can pass.
The Fan.
But yo, what the hook gonna be? Uh-oh. See, I don't need no f***ing hook on this beat. All I need is the track in the back.
Hour number two here, Sports Saturday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, we got Casey Jones
is a good one.
What is it?
Smith.
Casey Smith.
I like Jones. I'm just calling.
That's a good American name right there.
Casey Smith. We should get him on 99.5 The Wolf.
Yeah.
Sister Station 99.5 The Wolf.
I love it.
We got the new hit here from Casey Smith. It's got TikTok going crazy right now.
Yeah, you look like, and you could be like a teen bopper kind of guy. Like you're for real. Like you're young enough and everything like that. I'm sure the girls drive them crazy, right?
No.
Yeah.
I've got a girl.
That's awesome.
Beer.
Chevys, mud.
Oh man, driving
all you
insane,
need.
Insane.
Casey Smith, number one on the charts.
And number one in your heart.
Can you play guitar, Casey?
No.
Oh.
You can play piano.
We'll change
nope.
that.
Can you sing?
I can.
Can you really?
A little bit.
Oh, this is
ready. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Don't, do not
you...
do this.
Yeah.
We already had the croon off between Jordan Schultz and Patrick Harris.
Yeah, and then you know. I'm amazing, so I've been called the songbird of my generation by people who've heard me.
Yeah, I feel like you got pushed out of that croon off. We need to make
it. I wasn't here for it. That's the reason why.
Yeah, we need to do a croon off 2.0.
Yeah, I'm definitely winning that though.
Fan idol. You asked me in the break what fictional jersey best describes me
or best fictional character. Like, yeah, man, that's
best fictional
that's,
sports
that's
jersey.
Me. Yeah, that's me.
And I found a list of the 10 most iconic fictional sports team uniforms of all time.
I probably have 3 or 4 of those.
Well, I was going to say, I know that you have a Bobby Boucher, you got an Adam Banks, and then...
Greatest fictional hockey player ever.
Well, I mean, his coach might be the greatest. I mean,
Gordon Bombay scored 198 goals in 11 games. And his coach was still pissed at him because
for one miss.
Man, he missed and it wasn't like to end the game. It was like to go to overtime. So like
what a bum.
Yeah, seriously.
That, hey, doesn't have that clutch factor.
He stopped playing at 11
years old.
Like
LeBron.
Yeah.
Just doesn't have that clutch factor. No, I'm probably going with a Milwaukee Bears jersey from basketball.
That's a great one.
Yeah. That's probably where I'm going with
that. That's a great one. Cooper Reamer.
A squeak.
Yeah.
Scolari on the back. No, I got to go Cooper because his first name is Joe in that. Joseph R. Cooper. Coop Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Or the Air Bud K9 Timberwolves jersey. That's a pretty solid one there, too.
So who's a better furry player, Air Bud or Teen Wolf? I'm going Teen Wolf. Teen Wolf is the coldest basketball player ever, and fictionally.
Well, I'm going Air Bud, multi-sport.
multi-sport athlete.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, just give him the ball and see what he does with it, Coach.
I'm going Scott.
Y'all want to win? Let Bud spin.
Hey, man, I'm going Scott McCall all day, man.
Ooh,
that, Team Wolf was cold, bro.
A Permian Panthers, Mike Winchell jersey. That'd be a good.
That'd be a good number 20 as a quarterback is nasty though.
Oh yeah, whenever you
that's
got
nasty
a,
work.
Oh
man.
Dude, quarterbacks with a number above 20. BYU quarterback last night. He was he rocks like number like 47 or something
that's
like that.
So weird, man.
It's great.
So what number do you want? How about 43? Give me the weirdest number you have that nobody else wanted.
Can I do?
You get the biggest jersey you have.
Was it that Michigan quarterback? I forget who it was a few years ago. He rocked number 98 as a quarterback.
That's nasty. Why are you doing that? Why do you do that? You get a cool number if you're a quarterback.
Well, we are efforting in to get one Jordan Schultz, possibly in the last segment, to preview his Seattle Mariners in the American League Divisional Series. Because we got some baseball, baby. We got some playoff baseball that starts today. I mean, God forbid they take advantage of a Friday night where there is literally nothing on TV and have MLB playoff games in. But we do get the games today. Ooh, a little indigestion there. Sorry. My God. Almost threw up on air. Cubs, Brewers. That's actually right here on the Fan at 11 o'clock. Jason Swigard made damn sure to tell me that we need to get out on time so we get to Cubs Brewers. That is the first one. I love that. We get some really good matchups, interdivisional matchups, Cubs Brewers. I'm very intrigued with that. That's the Craig Council matchup. Then we get Yankees Blue Jays, the AL East matchup. That's at 108. 338. This to me is my favorite matchup just because of the teams. Dodgers, Phillies. Dodgers, the wagon that they are going up against the Phillies, the number two seed in the National League. Very intrigued to see what happens in that series. Expect the Dodgers to pull it off, but Phillies, pretty good. And then 538, what everybody in this region is waiting for. Tigers at Mariners.
I don't know when the last time I've been super excited for baseball was. I'll let you know.
I don't know the last time I've been excited for baseball was.
I don't know when it was.
At the sentence I just heard from
you. Yeah, I don't know when
it was. That was a Jason Sukanik-esque grammar flub there.
Yeah, well, my grammar's typically on point. But when it comes to this, how excited I am, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even get my words together. Like, the Mariners, I remember the last time they were good and winning their division was when I just graduated high school. And then, like, September 11th happened, and it was like, that was a big bummer for everybody, you know, at that point.
It kind of took a lot of attention away from... That's one way to put that. I think that was a big bummer for everybody,
right? You know what I'm saying? It kind of put a dark cloud over the nation for a decade or so, or something
like that.
So. Yeah, I think people remember the September 11th when, like, it comes around. It's like, oh, because TV won't let you forget about it and everything, which we shouldn't, never forget. But, I mean, as far as something that it was like we talked about in conversation
all the
time.
Are you saying that the Mariners not winning the 2001 World Series was 9/11's fault?
No, I'm saying nobody cared really like that anymore, like, at that point. Like, it was cool, they made it, but then that happened was like, what, baseball is happening right now, right? You know, okay, that's right. But
hey, if I'm Mariners fans, I might be using that as an excuse.
I mean, you could, you know, but I forget. I don't even know who won that year. That's the cold part.
The Yankees won it, 2001.
That was probably
the year I was born.
That's probably.
Oh, excuse me, my bad. No, that was the Diamondbacks over the Yankees in 2001. I believe it was the year before the Yankees won. Yeah, Yankees won in 2000. Against the Mets,
so,
the Subway Series, the Diamondbacks.
Like I said, so the last time the Mariners were in this position, we couldn't even really celebrate it the way you really, really want it to.
That was the 116-win season for the Mariners in 2001.
Yeah, it was like all that, and then this national tragedy happens, and it's like, oh, I mean, it's cool, but we have other – there are bigger things at stake right now than a World Series. And I think that's kind of the, at least for me, how I was kind of thinking at that point.
Well, Mariners, they're in their second postseason – since 2001. They were in 2002 when they played the ALDS against the Houston Astros and got swept. Is it messed up or sick of me to want either the Mariners to run the table and win the World Series or just get swept in the ALDS?
Why would you want them to get swept?
Because I just think it'd be funny. Because I feel like there's a lot of momentum and a lot of people are super stoked for him and excited. And then just to see them get swept by the Tigers,
you just want to see people burn, man. You just
lose the first two games at home. It'd be pretty funny.
I mean,
plus I would love to see the reaction of Mariner Jordan, fans and
you
want to
see Jordan's meltdown, because there will be a meltdown if the Mariners don't, you know, if they don't do well. I'm, like I said, I'm pulling for him. Casey, I'm not the biggest baseball fan. Like, I do like it. I will watch it and everything like that.
Hey, but
like,
MLB postseason, though, slaps.
Yeah. No, I wait until September-ish to really start watching baseball, because that's when things really pick up. You have a clear-cut idea of who the best teams are and who's really going to the playoffs, and now you can start kind of paying attention to the race at that point. Like, cool. It's like, I really don't watch NBA basketball before the All-Star break. I'll watch some Blazer games. I'll go to Blazer games, but I don't just sit back and watch those games. So I don't really care like that until they get towards the playoff race.
Well, you should care this time around. Just see what happens with the Mariners. And yeah,
I'm all in.
Good
now.
Intriguing matchups. I mean, I'm really intrigued to see what happens in that Brewers-Cubs one, because the Brewers have had a great season, but the Cubs were my NL Central favorite this year. Loved the Cubs coming into this year. Again, Dodgers, Phillies, two teams that have been great franchises for the last few years now. Yankees, Blue Jays. I mean, that is the Blue Jays won the pennant technically, but they finished with the same record. And Yankees have got to just be on an absolute high after seeing Schlittler. Is that
yep.
You got to be careful saying that one on air.
Yeah.
After his rookie performance in game three. So very intrigued to see all of these matchups. I kind of want to see
Bryce Harper, you know, make it far in the playoffs. Like, that would be cool. How many times have we seen that? Never.
Yeah.
So it might be cool.
I think we can all be in agreement about this division in the NFL in a few ways. But one is that I think we're in agreement that none of these teams are going to make the Super Bowl, but it is yet the most competitive division in NFL. We get to that next here, Sports Saturday, on the Fan Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. We're back. Sports Saturday. Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor.
Yep.
Casey Smith, future country star, in with us today, subbing in for Jordan Schultz, who is going to the Mariners ALDS game one today. We had some NFL Thursday night, as we normally do. And I said going into the break that this division, I think we can all agree on a couple things, that the NFC West is the most competitive division in the NFL. But I think we can all agree that there is no faith that any of these teams are a Super Bowl contender this year. I don't have, like, when I look at them, I'm like, yeah, no, this is going to be, you know, fun. There's some good teams there, and it's going to be competitive and slobber knockers, as JR would say.
Good old-fashioned slobber knocker.
I mean, we saw it on Thursday night with the 49ers pulling off that huge upset against the Rams, which, hey, listen, sometimes your best bet, your best gambling bet, is not placing a bet at all. I was this close to live betting the Rams to win that game when they were down 14-0. I was like, oh, man, I'm feeling a Rams comeback in this one. I was like, you know what? Let's stay away. Let's just enjoy the game. And sometimes your biggest wins are when you don't bet at all, because the 49ers somehow, some way, ended up winning that game. That is the story of the 49ers this season, is somehow, some way, they won that game.
No, the story of the 49ers is McCorkle Jones, who all of a sudden, thanks, you know, couldn't have done this in New England, but, you know, go to San Francisco where it's sunny and bright, and you start just playing some of the best football that you've ever played, you know, since college. So, yeah, I mean, if there was a team to make it to the Super Bowl, we all know how talented San
Francisco is. Arizona Cardinals, yeah.
That's the one. How'd you know?
Hey,
how did you know? Get out of my head, man.
Hey, if they could do that when I have Kyler Murray on my fantasy team this year, that'd be great.
Kyler Murray, man, is just, I don't know. We don't want to go there because I can get off on a whole thing. It's only going to make me mad, but it's all good. But I do think the San Francisco team, we all know how talented they are. We all know how deep of a roster they are, even though they lost Deebo Samuels and everything like that. We all know
Joey Bosa is done
for the year. But defensively, they still have got a lot of dudes, you know, on their defense that can make things happen for you.
Do you know Fred Warner has only missed like one game his entire career?
He's a monster.
I heard that on the broadcast the other night. I was like, oh my God. I was like, no wonder he's annoying. It's because he's always playing.
He's always playing, you know, and he's always disrupting and he's always good. And so I think the 49ers always kind of have somebody they can reload with and retool with. You know, currently they're the number one pass offense in the league, which I don't think anybody would have saw coming, whether you're talking. Well,
is that like with.
I guess it's probably Mac here. Let me.
Well, I was going to say because they have the extra game now. But I mean, they threw it 49 times with Mac Jones. I want to say on Thursday night. But I mean, point still stands. Like they're still airing it out. I mean, that's the Kyle Shanahan offense. They still have a good offense.
Kendrick Bourne, you know, Portland's own.
Yeah, is Milwaukee their, Mustangs,
man,
baby.
Absolutely. Benson Techman as well. Like or Benson Astronauts now.
Are they
weird,
really?
It's the astronauts now. I don't know. Somebody took offense to, I guess, the men at the end of Techman.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. But either way, the astronauts. But yeah, Kendrick Bourne, you know, was absolutely killing for the 49ers team. Again, they just retool. They just find other guys to go in there and kind of do work. So if there was a team from this division that could make the playoffs interesting. I'm with you. I don't know if they'll make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I look at this whole division. I'm like, yeah, there's going to be some fun teams, but I'm not banking on any one of these teams like having Super Bowl aspirations.
Yeah, but if they start and if they can get their run game to stay healthy the entire season, that's the big thing. Can Christian McCaffrey stay healthy?
He's got a lot of touches.
Yeah, he's got a lot of touches. He usually does. And so maybe you can find a way to limit those to keep them fresher, you know, throughout the season. I don't know what you can do.
Well, I mean, you traded for Brian Robinson over at Washington.
Yeah.
And it kind of seems that, like, hey, if Christian McCaffrey is healthy and he can go, like, just give him touches. Run him until he's tired.
But also, you know, I think that's where he ends up getting hurt. So if you have Ryan Robinson out there, man, run him out there too. You know, save your star player for when you'll really need him, which is the playoffs, you know, and so, or, you know, towards the later end of the season. But yeah, I do think San Francisco can make a run. We've seen them do it before. We've seen them do it in the last decade. So, yeah, I do think if there's anything, but no, the Seahawks, no, it's a great story for now. I love Jaxon Smith-Njigba, how he stepped into that number one role right now. I think Sam Darnold is a great story.
I'm everything. Always scared to say his last name.
Who?
Jaxon
Smith-Njigba. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We know what you're saying, bro. Go ahead and say it.
Yeah. JSN.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll just stick to JSN.
There you go. But no, there are things to like. The only team that I'm just not sold on would be the Arizona Cardinals. It's the only one that's still trying to figure things out. Kyler Murray is just, I just don't think he's going to last in the
NFL. That offense,
I don't think he's a starting quarterback.
That offense is just putrid. Like they played on Thursday night 2 weeks ago against the Seahawks, I want to say. And up until the end of that game, it was almost like watching the Penn State offense. It was just 3.5 quarters of just like, dear God, put me out of my misery. I'll give Penn State credit. At least they went down the field a couple times. The Arizona offense was god-awful. It was so bad. And I don't know what they're going to do to turn this around. I mean, Kyler Murray, say what you want about him. He's getting no help. Like, his receivers cannot catch the ball. Marvin Harrison
was, I'm not going to say the B word, you know, I'm not going to say that because you do see that there's talent there, but he's not looking great.
He's had a few dropsies now. And then, there was one other player on their team who's like, it seems like every time I see him getting a ball thrown his way, he's making it. Zay Jones. I mean, he only has 3 catches this year, but I feel like he has like 8 drops. Drives me absolutely insane. The only person on that receiving staff that is of, you know, has any trust is Trey McBride, which he goes to a lot. But that offense, it is just so check down, Charlie. Like, let's not run anything deep. And if we do run anything deep, then our guys are just going to drop it anyways. So yeah, the Cardinals are the one team in that division. And then, like, again, just how the Rams looked on Thursday night, like, that's got to take away a lot of trust and a lot of hope and faith that they're going to be able to make a deep postseason run. They'll be good. I think they're going to make the playoffs as either a wild card or just win this division straight up. But yeah, the last Thursday was just a very, like, it was a humbling moment where I was like, damn, I don't know if the Rams are it at all. And you wasted a damn near 400-yard performance from Matt Stafford. Kyren Williams can't hold on to the ball. I don't know if Blake Corum's going to start getting more run at running back because, I mean, he's had 7 fumbles that he's lost in the last 9 games, Kyren Williams. So that Rams team has got some things to figure out. I'm very, very intrigued to watch this Buccaneers-Seahawks game this weekend. The Bucs are going to Seattle. The Buccaneers, who have been kind of a weird team this year, normally you can bank on their offense being pretty good, but they've been having to depend on a lot of two-minute drives at the end of the game try and escape and get a win, which has worked out well for them. It didn't work out last week against the Eagles. So I am very intrigued to see how this Bucs team looks in Seattle against a Seattle team who, under the Mike McDonald era, has not performed particularly well at home. So to me, this is I wouldn't say it's a must win for the Seahawks, but if you want to be considered a contender to win this division, you got to win this game, and a contender in the conference in general. Like, well, you got to go out and you got to dominate the Buccaneers.
Yeah, and I think the thing for both teams is neither one of them have played like anybody great as far as their wins are concerned. Like, I think the biggest win Seattle has, they beat a good Pittsburgh team. That was a big win.
You got to go to Pittsburgh and cross the country
and beat them pretty handily, 31-17. But you know, outside of that, you've got to win against the Cardinals. You got to win against the Saints. You've got a loss against the 49ers, like, which is the other really competitive team. But if you're looking at the Bucs, it's kind of the same situation for them. Their 3 wins came against 3 trash ass teams. They played the Falcons, the Texans, and the Jets. Those are 3 W's that you should probably get. And then they played a really good Eagles team and took an L there. So I think both teams have a lot to prove to themselves today as about how competitive they actually are. If you're asking me, I think as currently constructed, I think the Seattle team is probably just a little bit better than the Bucs teams, although I do like Baker Mayfield more than I like Sam Darnold.
I would like this Seahawks game to be a coming out party for this team. Like,
it should be.
The offense has started to look a little bit better. The defense at home always seems to step up and play well. Yeah, let this...
You're at home in the rain, like, you should be good.
It's going to be a tough game. Don't get me wrong, the Bucs are a good team, but they're going to be... They still have no Mike Evans. Bucky Irving is not going to be playing. He's going to be out for a couple weeks. Like, this is a chance to jump on a good Buccaneers team and have a statement victory up in Seattle this weekend.
Yeah.
You can actually hear this game right here on The Fan. Seattle Seahawks, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That one will kick off at 1:05 right here on the Fan Sports Network. All right, take a break. It's time for Who Do You Love? We make some picks and predictions for this weekend, see where the standings currently are. Casey, you can sub in for Jordan Schultz this week. You can make some money line spread, total picks, whatever you want to do.
Sweet.
But we will do that next here on Sports Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's time for Who Do You Love? Take a look at the standings as they are right now. Oh, I got to do some updates here. I didn't color code the victories. Oh, you can keep that music going, Casey. Keep that thing. Yeah, we want to hear that LL. Yeah, there we go. A little bit lower. Right there. I think that's good decibel level. We like that. Last week, your boy went 1-2. Okay, maybe I didn't do as good as I thought. Damn it. I did take Ohio State to cover against Washington.
Okay.
They did just that. I took the Chargers to cover against the New York Giants. All right. They lost straight up, so that's fantastic. And then Baylor decided to make Oklahoma State feel good about themselves and gave up like 27 points and did not cover. So that now brings my record this season to 2-7. The love of God.
You are doing great so far.
Please help me. Rashad, last week you took the Eagles -2.5, which they did cover against the Bucks.
Yes, they did.
There was a pucker factor at the end, but they did win and cover. You took Georgia -3.5, and they just lost straight up to Bama.
Of course they did.
But you did take your Patriots to cover. Man, you could have teased that up a few points.
Did they really cover?
My God.
I mean, and I knew they were playing the Panthers, so I knew something good was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, they won, what was it, like 42-13 or something like that?
Something stupid.
Dear God.
Do that every week.
So they got you got the dub there with the Patriots, and that now brings your record to 5-4 on the season. Whoa.
There you go, man.
Jordan, he took Ohio State, Washington over 54.5. That did not hit. That stayed around, I think it was 24-6 was the final. So didn't really get close. He did take the Ducks to cover +3.5, which they did win outright. Now, I got to look this up real quick because he took Cal Raleigh to hit a home run in their game last Saturday.
I don't think he did either, did he?
I don't think he did. I feel like I went back and looked.
I think he ended at 60, didn't he?
Let's see. That was last Saturday was the 27th. On Saturday, the 27th, Cal Raleigh did not hit a home run. So that is incorrect for Jordan. And that brings his record this season to 5-4. So okay,
neck and neck.
So Jordan and Rashad are tied at 5-4. I am off to a putrid start of 2-7. It's all right. It's a bounce back week. We're all good. We'll be fine.
This is where the comeback starts.
We'll be fine. And you know what? Right as I'm about to say this out loud, I literally get a notification on my phone that another player for my Cowboys is injured. They've got the injury bug right now. It's not good. And the last time they left Dallas, they went to Chicago, and it was a stinky line during that game. They were only like a 1.5-point favorite against the Chicago Bears, and they lost outright. They're going to New York to play the Jets.
Okay.
They are a 1.5-point favorite. This Cowboys team is inconsistent. They don't know when they want to win, lose, or tie, but they're playing the Jets. This has got to be a win, all right? Just win, baby. I'm not even looking to cover the 1.5, okay? Just win is all I'm asking for. Just give me a Cowboys money line, all right? That's all I'm asking for here. That's my first pick. Cowboys, just go get a dub, okay? You cannot lose to the Jets.
They have Justin
Fields. Their offense was absolutely inept against the Miami Dolphins. It was pathetic, all right? Just go get a dub, damn it. Cowboys money line.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Here's the cold part. Ironically, man, Dak Prescott is playing
he's cold.
Best football
he's cold right
he's
now.
Ever played.
That's right my quarterback.
Now. Like, he's really killing right now, and it's unfortunate that you have all these, you know, losses in a tie, which is the dumbest thing ever. For me, I'm going to stick with a lot of the schools, a lot of the teams we kind of talked about today. I'm going to start, you know, local and immediate, man. Oregon State visiting Appalachian State Mountaineers. Oregon State's favored by 1.5. The over-under is 55.5. I'm taking the under today. I'm taking the under. That's where I'm going to go today.
App State and Oregon State under 55.5.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Casey. You are Jordan Schultz today. What is your one pick? If you want to pick three losses and three terrible picks,
that's
so that
a,
way I can climb, climb back in these standings, I'm down for that.
That would be helpful.
But as much as I want to ruin Jordan's record, I think the Beavers are going to cover today. So I'm going to take the Beavers to cover.
Beavs to cover, what was it, 1.5? That'd be just a absolute Beaver bummer if they do cover but still lose the game.
Be real tough.
Hey, you know what? Just stick to your guns. Take the Beavers' money line. Just a Beavers' victory. Why not?
Are the odds better on the money line?
I don't know if they are, but come on. Have faith in your Beavs.
Let's go Beavers' money line. How about it?
Yeah, there we go, Casey. Beavs straight up, baby. I love it. All right, looking in the college football slate now. There's part of me that wants to take another ridiculous spread like I did a couple weeks ago with LSU. Like, I'm looking at this Oklahoma-Kent State game. Oklahoma's favored by 46.5. It's enticing. It's enticing, but that is a lot of points. I'm going to go Mississippi State, though, covers against Texas A&M, 16.5. Mississippi State's been playing some pretty good football this year. I think they have some ridiculous stat that they have given up, like, one touchdown over the first, like, three quarters or something. Like, they just blow it in the fourth. They give up all their points in the fourth quarter. So I say that Mississippi State, they go in, they keep it close against Texas A&M, and they cover 16.5.
That's nice, man. I'm going to go with the Huskies going to taking a trip down to College Park, Maryland, and playing the American Maryland Terrapins, man. 5.5-point favorites are the Huskies. I'm taking the Huskies to cover.
Huskies to cover. They are 5.5-point favorites, huh?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm not gonna pick it, but
it's a way to bounce back from after a huge loss last week.
Dude, Malik Washington of Maryland is nice.
He is.
That's gonna be a game I have my eyes on because
And as they start winning more, people are gonna start talking about him more. Like, but they're 4-0 right now, but it's Maryland and they play in the Big Ten that also has an Ohio State, Oregon, and Michigan and stuff like that, and Penn State. Mm-hmm. So it's easy for him to be kind of passed over as one of those quarterbacks, but he's one of those ones, man, for sure.
Yeah. Casey, what is the second pick for you?
I think that Vanderbilt's the team to beat. I think that they're going to cover this week against Alabama.
Oh, okay. We're going Vandy plus 12.5. I like it. I like it. And I feel like it's only right that he takes for his last pick some sort of Mariners pick. I feel like that needs to be Casey's last pick. It needs to be something Mariners has.
Jordan. Agreed.
Yeah. All right. For my last pick, I'm going to go to the NFL. Taking a little browse around the league here, seeing what pops out at me, what intrigues me, what excites me here. I don't think I've taken a total point this year, like over under of total points yet. Right now, I'm looking at Broncos Eagles 44.5. Broncos, they were able to figure some things out last week against the lowly Bengals. The Eagles' offense, while it may be very boring, it still does generate points. I believe they put up 30 in their last couple games now. Give me Eagles-Broncos over 44.5. Eagles-Broncos over 44.5. Rashad, your last one.
Last one. I'm going to shock the world right here, man. So the Patriots are going to go visit the Buffalo Bills. Bills are 8.5-point favorites.
Don't you do it.
Huh?
Don't you do it.
Let me finish. The over is 49.5. I'm taking the under today. That's where I'm going.
Bills, Patriots, under?
Yes.
Under
49.5.
49.5?
Yes, sir.
Well, I hope that is the case because I have the Patriots defense in fantasy, so I need them to have a big
performance. I think their defense is going to be good enough. At the moment, as it stands, Drake May has been a better quarterback than Josh Allen has. Just as a thrower of the ball, if you look at the stats, that's what they say. So we'll
Drake May is now my backup quarterback in fantasy to Kyler Murray. He very well could be the starter here soon.
Yeah, he's been playing some great football again, much like Dak. The wins might not show it yet, but he's out there putting up numbers, which is a good thing.
All right, last pick, Casey. It's got to be Mariners-esque.
I know that he said that he missed on the Cal Raleigh last week. So I think that we have to go Cal Raleigh for a home run this week.
I love it. We're going Cal. That is a very Jordan Schultz Mariners-esque pick right there. First game for the Mariners, and Cal Raleigh hits a home run. I love it. I love it. All right, so I am going with Cowboys money line, Mississippi State covering 16.5, Eagles Broncos over 44.5. Rashad's taking the over in Oregon State App State, Huskies to cover against Maryland 5.5, and Bills Patriots under 49.5, and then Jordan/Casey Beavs money line, Vandy to cover 12.5, and a Cal Raleigh home run. We will see how these play out today and this weekend. That is Who Do You Love? And we will wrap things up next. I believe we're going to get Jordan Schultz on the phone to preview this Mariners playoff game. We do that next here on the Fan Sports Network, Sports Saturday.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Wrapping things up here on a Sports Saturday, but it is a very special Sports Saturday because Jordan Schultz, he gets to take the day off, not to watch his Oregon Ducks, but he is en route, it sounds like.
In the car.
To go see his Seattle Mariners take on the Detroit Tigers in game one of the ALDS. Jordan, how's the blood pressure right now?
Right now it's okay, but I don't know, ask me like 3 beers in once we're sitting outside the stadium, because as soon as I get to Seattle, the party is going to start, my friend.
No, man, I know you've got to be super juiced. You and Pop's going up there. This is definitely a kind of a bucket list type thing, especially because the Mariners don't make it this far that often.
Actually, it's with the wifey this time, but yeah, okay. So my dad and I, if they make the World Series, he said, hey, I love you, son. It's on me if they get there. But thankfully, my wife and I, we were able to score tickets at face value, which was still ridiculous on the 300 level. But we are so excited to go today. I am honestly just in, like, freaking, I don't even know how to describe this, man. I'm watching my Seattle Mariners go to the playoffs. Like, it's a utopia for me. What? This is something that I've been praying for years. And I finally get to see it in person. The last actual playoff game I went to for any sport was watching Brandon Roy score like 26 points to come back and beat the Mavericks. And that was like 15 years ago. So I'm excited. Day.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, is if you were able to go to the series in 22 against the Houston Astros. But, yeah, I mean, I got to say that the vibes got to be different this time around just because of how the Mariners ended the season and how they're going into this series. You got to feel real confident.
Yeah, I really feel like the lineup, like 1 through 8, or even arguing with Luke Anderson a couple weeks ago on Happy Hour, 1 through 9, they are the deepest lineup that the Mariners, I think, have ever had. Josh Naylor really brought an edge with that trade midseason to the roster, and it's just something that the locker room's got a vibe that it hasn't had. This was just a different team in 2022. It was a good team. There were a lot of great pieces, but there really wasn't like this singular, oh my gosh, we're going to follow this guy. They were leaning on a 38-year-old Carlos Santana for veteran leadership in that clubhouse. Like, this is a different situation. These guys are foaming at the mouth. And behind manager Dan Wilson, I think that they've got a big chance to win it all.
Yeah, I got to say, you're probably excited also about just going to this game with the pitching matchup. I know that you're, seeing Tarik Skubal would have been cool tomorrow, but I mean, today you're going in with George Kirby taking on Troy Melton, who I'm on his ESPN page right now. The guy doesn't even have a picture.
Yes, so it's one of those. It's like a kid that got hot late in the season for the Tigers or something like that, and they've decided to throw him up on the mound in a playoff game. See, that's the beautiful thing, is the Mariners v. the Tigers pitching-wise right now. The Mariners are obviously coming off of a week of rest, and the Tigers just used all their bullets trying to get to this point to face Seattle. George Kirby has had an amazing month of September at home. I think he has something like a 2.3 to 2.5 ERA. That's the reason Dan Wilson will open up the series with him. It's basically going to be a bullpen day for Detroit. And I don't want to see Tarik Skubal. I don't care. Not in the playoffs. I'll let them see him tomorrow for game two, because what that means is you're going to get a semi-rested Skubal for game five if it gets there. And that's going to be back at T-Mobile Park as well. And you have the advantage because he ain't going to be 7 or 8 innings full. Tarik Skubal is going to be like 4 or 5.
Good. Scale to 1 to 10 tonight, man. For how important is this game one win for the Mariners?
11. The vibe is huge, establishing the fact that week off didn't affect your team, that it really just, kind of got everybody more foaming at the mouth, if anything. I think establishing that you are better than the Tigers like you were in the regular season is important. And I hope that they can get off to a big start early in the game. But you know what it's been so far in the postseason is a lot of good pitching. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's some nerves. But, yeah, game one, importance of a win. Yeah, it's like 11, brother.
Well, I'm stoked for you, man. I mean, like you said, it's been a while since you've been to a playoff atmosphere, and I'm sure that stadium's just going to be absolutely buzzing today. So I'm excited for you.
Yeah, you and wife, you have a good time.
Go get this dub, damn it.
No, appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for allowing me to take the day off. Casey, Swag, Dusty, appreciate you guys. All of you made that happen. So gotta give you guys props and a thank you. And, I'm so excited. Like, I am over the moon. I have been in tears a couple of times this week thinking about the fact that I am going to a Seattle Mariners playoff game. And we're just hours away, baby. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, definitely, man. You enjoy it. Have a great time, you and the wife up there. And like I said, go get the win.
Yeah, hell yeah. Go Mariners, guys. Mariners to the World Series. It's going to happen, baby. Appreciate y'all.
All right. There's Jordan Schultz. Appreciate him, as always. Well-deserved day off.
Yeah, if there's any time that you want to take a day off, this is it.
Yeah. That,
guess what? The Blazers go back to the playoffs, and the game just happens to be on Saturday. Whole day off for me. Sorry, guys. Not coming. We're back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen. I'm going to be there.
See, yeah, the thing is that for your teams, I mean, for the Patriots, you would have to have an away game somewhere on, like, the West Coast.
Yeah, have to be in San Francisco or Seattle.
Or how Oakland. About, like, or
L.A.
Las Vegas,
yeah.
Rather.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, hell, I mean, you go to
an
L.A. Chargers game. That's essentially a home game now for whatever team is there. Did you see
crowd? My uncle has Rams tickets. Like, he's there, like, every week.
Did you see the crowd for the 49ers-Rams game on Thursday?
No.
Red. All red.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
It was like the Ohio State-Washington game last week. Just all red.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. It's a pretty big fan base.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was
they're everywhere.
Well, stoked for Jordan. That atmosphere is going to be absolutely popping tonight.
Absolutely. Have a few for us, Brody.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll definitely be tuned into that. Everybody out there, if you are not a Duck fan, enjoy just the open sports slate today. And watching not just playoffs, but the rest of college football and NFL football tomorrow.
And if you are a Ducks fan and you want to see the Beavers get beat up on,
hey,
that's there too.
Beavs money line.
Sorry, Casey.
Beavs money line. Bet the mortgage on it, all right? Well, appreciate you, Rashad, as always.
My man.
Casey and Swigard, appreciate you both for coming in today and rocking with us.
You're the real MVP.
Yes. Thank you, Casey. And everybody out there that was listening today, appreciate you for tuning in on this edition of Sports Saturday. We will catch you next Saturday at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, sure.
Rashad's stoked.
Love it.
All right, we will catch you at 6 a.m. next Saturday. Again, thank you, everybody, tuning in on this edition of Sports Saturday. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.